Bone Boy Speaks, episode 573, The Failure of Internet Advertising.
Does internet advertising actually work? Well, I don't know that it works any more or less than particular than, say, like traditional advertising, right? Because, you know, traditional advertising, it was always just a guessing game, right? Because you could put your message in a lot of, on TV shows, on newspapers, and you know, magazines, and God knows what else, and you just put it out there as far and wide as you could, and maybe you'd pick some TV shows or magazines or what or other media that resonates with your target audience, and so you're spending it in a rather targeted fashion. But now with the internet, I mean, there's so many places you can put your ads, number one, but also, like, most people have, there's a very small percentage that run these ad block software things, right? And that's, that is such the minority. It's 1% of 1% that probably does that. But everybody else just ignores it, right? They just say, okay, well, and, you know, the ads are just kind of like part of the scenery. And so you just ignore them. And so that's that. And so you wonder how many people actually see your ads and go, oh, maybe I want to buy that. And I bet it's probably not that much better than traditional media. So now we've got, they've also got this other trend too, which I'll put a link to this article in the show notes. It's on the Atlantic. You can read it, but I think there's a bigger problem, right? Which as a No Agenda listener, I'm very attuned to is something called native advertising. And so, the psychology is that if you know something's an advertisement, you're going to ignore it. If you think something is information that you're looking for, then you might listen to it more. And so we're starting to see this on websites. You're starting to see, like, you know, content that is clearly advertising, but it comes up looking like editorial, right? It looks like an article that somebody wrote. It's about something, and that is going to become more the norm, I think, because at least people read those, and maybe that doesn't encourage them to buy. But I think at some point, it's going to poison the well for even the content, right? Eventually, the internet's already pretty infested with the ads, but it's going to get so bad, I think, that people are just going to say screw this, and maybe we'll start seeing some paywalls because, let's face it. I think at some point the internet there's different businesses that have made money just purely on the fact that there's advertising, right? And I think a lot of those businesses are going to start not being able. I mean, we already have issues where those businesses just don't work. But I think it's going to start failing on an even bigger scale. If this trend continues, and so what you'll end up with is maybe a few less things that maybe have paywalls and stuff. And people don't want to pay for stuff, and that's going to be. I think it's going to be a challenge to get people to do. But I think as the number of sources of free content dry up, right, because just advertising just doesn't work, then maybe we'll see something else. Maybe some of those companies that have been doing paywalls will start looking really smart. Because I think they understand the score is that most people don't look at ads, and that's true no matter where the ad is. You either have to change it so it looks like content, which I think is going to make things worse, or we'll start paying for stuff. I mean, either way, we're going to pay. It's just a question of, whether we pay with, pay with ads or pay with money, we'll still pay. I'm not to say that advertising is ever inappropriate or whatever, but I think it's clearly going through some changes, and as it sorts itself out, we're going to be subjected to a few more ads, and then you have to watch out for the native advertising and the content, and then hopefully this stuff will work itself out, but I think it's going to take a while.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.